Our hero this week are the Mexican beekeepers. Let me just quick read you the story. It's up on the blog. A small group of beekeepers in Mexico has inflicted a blow on biotech giant Monsanto, which has halted the company's ambitions to plant thousands of hectares of soybeans genetically modified to resist the company's pesticide Roundup. A district judge in the state of Yucatan last month overturned a permit issued to Monsanto by Mexico's Agricultural Ministry and Environmental Protection Agency in June 2012 that allowed commercial planting of the Roundup-ready soybeans. In withdrawing the permit, the judge was convinced by the scientific evidence presented against the threats about the threats posed by GM soy crops to honey production in the Yucatan Peninsula. Coexistence between honey production and GM soybeans is not possible, the judge ruled. So, you know, yay for the honeybees. I mean, finally, the honeybees are scoring. Mexico is the world's sixth biggest producer and third largest exporter of honey. About 25,000 families on the Yucatan Peninsula depend on honey production. This tropical region produces about 40% of the country's honey, almost all of which is exported to the European Union. This is not small change. In 2011, the European Union imported $54 million. It's 32 million pounds worth of Mexican honey. So you go, Mexican beekeepers. I also wanted to give sort of an honorable mention to 13-year-old Mo Davis, the pitcher, lovely young woman from Philadelphia who was pitching up a storm, unbelievable fast pitch at 70 miles an hour. She's playing in the Little League and has the most, at this point, the finest pitching record of any woman ever to play in the Little League Championship. So if you get a chance, jump online and watch Monet Davis pitch a few. It'll make you feel good. Very inspiring.